Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The center fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Pete. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sugar Cain. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Tichet. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Les Tichet. And now, play ball. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas scores. Bonura moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Bonura scores. Appling moves to third. Pete moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball 4. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Krivic moves to third. Haas moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Appling reaches second base with a double. Krivic scores. Haas scores. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jack Knott now pitching. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Appling moves to third. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Peete hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is called out on strikes. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bottomley moves to third. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0-for-1 in the game. Cain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0-for-1 in the game. Solters hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas bunts in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bottomley hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Appling reaches second base with a double. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Appling moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Appling scores. Pete moves to third. It's 6-2, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sugar Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-2 in the game. Kane bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Bijma pinch hits for Jack Knott. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards second. Carey scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bottomley hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley strikes out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Earl Caldwell. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 0 for 2 in the game. Cane hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Haas hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 3 in the game. Salters hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bottomley moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hemsley for a passed ball. Bonura moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Pepper pinch hits for Chief Hogsett. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carey moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 4 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.